And what is going on, everybody out there, all of you beauts and beauties? It is episode number 162 of Hat Trick Hockey, which is always brought to you by our good friends over at GL Heritage, the official beer of Hat Trick Hockey. And here, as always, with my buddy Tristan. Tristan, what's up, brother?
Nothing much. What are we? Thursday. Good week so far, working and school's all done. So summertime is here.
Yeah.
Looks like the weather's going to be with it tomorrow, or well, next week. Warm weather coming. Looking forward to getting a tan. Hitting the gym. Yeah, not much else. How about you?
Just work. Work the show. Just like shit like that. Watching hockey as always.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, watching the playoffs. I left that out. That's a big hole.
We're getting into golf season now, of course, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hopefully get into the swing of doing that soon. I know we got a couple tournaments and stuff coming up, so got to get out there swinging the old sticks and see what happens. But other than that, eventful week, let's say, in the hockey world.
Yeah, pretty eventful.
But before we get into that, so you and I were on the call for the Play for a Cure.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
That was so we went, so it was what, the so the Thursday we went to the draft dinner, even though
last Thursday.
And it was it was crazy, man. Like, there was just so many hockey players there, and it was really good. The food was really good.
It was good.
Like,
when it was going in our mouth, eh?
Oh, yeah.
We both had a couple of accidents there. I spilled the drink, you spilled your food. We were a dynamic duo, as always. Funny.
So what happened was, I was talking a bunch of shit because you laid out your napkin on your lap and stuff like that. And then I was talking a bunch of shit to you. And then, like, 2 minutes later, I proceeded to slap something on myself.
I knew it. That's why I told you. I said, watch, this is why they put the napkins here. Yeah. Just in case you don't, so you don't look that bad. And it's like, imagine doing that.
Yeah, I'm an absolute.
And you're like grabbing, you're like, oh. It was like, what was it? It's a carrot, like a 4-inch long little baby carrot. Drops it. But no, it was all good fun. Really good opportunity. Thanks to everyone, like our viewers who have gotten us here. The 73s who also ultimately got us here through offering us the position with PJHL TV. And of course, Coach Go Your TV, Windsor and Brett Hedges and everybody over there. So that's big opportunity for us. And I mean, I say big opportunity on a smaller scale, but still lots of good came from it, I think. Anyway, it was a good experience. Different in that I didn't really know much leading into it at all.
I've never done anything like that in my entire life.
No, it was very different because it's like an outside production, right? So you're coming in as like a third party now, like as opposed to with the 73s, we're directly associated.
Yeah.
And then this was kind of like, so now you're going through the spits. I got put through the ringer at the casino. That was funny too. But no, it was fun. I had a good time. What are you laughing about?
No, we'll talk off the air.
Okay, yeah. But Gary Roberts, like seeing guys like that.
That guy's a monster, dude.
Yeah, and he can shoot the puck. And Mike Knubel and Michael Layton as a skater.
He's a sniper too.
Yeah, he scored a
nice
couple
one too.
Yeah, and the last guy I'm trying to Adam Graves.
So funny story. So when I'm there, I'm at the bar and I'm freaking grabbing a drink, and this was like later on in the night too, when it was towards the end. But so I'm grabbing a drink or whatever, and I turn around and I kind of like bump into somebody, and we both like spun around at the same time. And we spun around at the same time. It was Prust. Freaking
Brandon.
So me and Prust were like, I was like, oh, sorry, man. He's like, oh, it's okay. Then I was just kind of like, hey, I'm like, this is nice, eh? And then we just kind of, for about 30 like seconds or so, shot the shit. Yeah. I wanted this so bad, just be like, hey, you should come on our show. Like, I wanted to so bad, but I'm like, and everybody will say, oh, you should have. But I'm like, we're there with the like settings not right. You know what I mean? When it comes to like,
yeah, I know, like
to get someone on the show, I'd rather like send them something on freaking Instagram or one of their like social
it's
media.
It's never to kind of like, you don't want to be that person who's always.
But we did have to take a photo with Zach Bell, though.
No, of course. But also, like, I get what you're saying to that point. You want to show them some respect, but also, like, you don't want to put them on the spot, right? And that could kind of, like, force them to kind of feel that way a bit.
And he's having beers and stuff. Like, I don't want to bug them.
Yeah, exactly. He just, like, that's his time to kick back and relax, right? And then you're going,
hey, you man, go on the show? I'm in the meeting wearing a fucking, like, media pass for, like, you know, and it's hey, come on our podcast. I didn't want to be that guy.
We recognized our position there and had a good night of it.
Yeah.
Great night. Like, all that, it was cool seeing the stuff they had on auction. And I don't even know when they announced those. I'm assuming whoever won would go through email. But yeah, getting to meet Zach Bell. It was funny how that all transpired. You were like, I was like, hey, I'd like to get a photo with him. Obviously, I didn't even know Pavel Barber was there either. Yeah. It would have been nice to grab him for a pick, but it is what it is. But yeah, we're sitting there and I saw him and I'm like, oh yeah, bingo. Well, he went to the bathroom and
I was in there fucking just dropping a deuce. Sees him it and was go, brutal. Food ran
and
out
goes,
me.
Hey. It goes, hey, guess who's in the bathroom? And I'm like, who? He's like, Zach Bell. I'm like, perfect. So we kind of trapped him a little bit. Went out, waited for him to come out, and it's funny, we're both standing there with big grins on our face, and he's kind of looking back and forth like, okay, do I know these guys? And we just introduced ourselves, and super down-to-earth
guy.
Yeah,
he was cool.
Friendly, really nice kid. Mm-hmm.
He's got some greasy mitts on him, too.
Holy smokes. That kid can... He's got quite the puck handling, I'll tell you that. I've never seen someone like it. The one trick he did at the Play for a Cure, bounced it off the ice, caught it out of the air on the toe of his blade, and, like, put it over the goalie's head.
Yeah.
It was like, okay. And I love how Zach Bell, like, when the little kid goalie came out, he, like, shot it into him, you know, to kind of let him make the save. Barber comes out and just rips one on this kid who's about... Yeah. 8 years old, and I'm like, well, yeah, that's real nice.
Hey, that's how you do
undresses
it.
The poor young goalie. It's all part of the game.
Crispy rice, man.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. But by the way, too, before we get going to, if you're on the good old fucking TikTok, if you're on Tiki Talk, okay, like the Essex 73's fan page.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're kind of linking up with us and they're doing like clips. So anything clips, whether it be on ice, off ice, anything 73s will be on that page. So make sure that you like that page. So
yeah, definitely.
Essex 73's fan page. Like them on all social media platforms. They're doing some work with us too as well. They're doing like show like clips of us. That's how you guys have been seeing the clips up and stuff. So we formed a little bit of a team here that we're
an
doing
alliance.
Yes, and we're doing some really good stuff. So you guys are going to see a whole bunch of stuff come out. So big thanks to them and welcome to the team. And no, we're not naming them. So
no,
sorry guys.
Also, learn to appreciate TikTok if you're Canadian.
Yeah.
It's getting banned in the U.S., eh?
Really?
Yeah, Joe Biden just signed off the petition, and unless in, like, the next 2 months the company's sold to, like, an American distributor because it's Chinese,
wow,
they're going to ban it in the U.S. because they think it's, like, a major liability for national security for, like, all these U.S. citizens to just give away their data to the Chinese government, which, understandably so, but also, like, that's controlling someone's freedom to access, like, entertainment, basically.
Yeah.
Like, it's right in their, what are they, got the Bill of Rights, right? They're,
but that's your own, like, platform, man. Like,
their amendment rights, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But, whatever. It's crazy. Yeah, like, that's a major, major platform. That's a lot of money. that they would be losing if the
Wow.
US backed out on that. But that's just a bit, that's extra outside of hockey. So
Yeah.
we'll
So
come back to this.
let's get back into the
The
hockey.
passing of
Yeah.
Bob Cole,
Oh.
legendary commentator.
That's like my childhood, man.
There's one goal that I'll always watch both calls on, because both calls on the goal was just stellar.
Can I guess
19,
one of them?
yeah.
Yzerman slap shot against St. Louis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's Bob Coles. There's Bob Coles, and then there was the Detroit announcer at the time. I forget his name. But he did his call, and
Dave
both of
Schneider?
them. Yeah, that's who it was.
Oh, buzzing right now, on fire.
Yeah, but it was just, he tees it up, and I think Casey was the goalie, John Casey, and he stands straight up, it goes bar down, and just Yzerman galloping. Night that was 96, round two, game seven, I think. Maybe game six. It was a 1-0 game in like triple overtime, pandemonium. Anyhow.
What was
Yeah,
the other
just
one?
that's too bad. Oh no, I'm saying like
Oh.
both of those calls, but
Oh, okay.
also oh, 99. This might have been one. This was like later on in his career, but 99. Brett Hull scores on Dominic Hasek,
Oh, okay, yeah.
win the cup for the Stars. That was pretty iconic. I mean, just because I like those teams, we're gonna talk about one of those teams soon
Yeah.
who needs to get their head out of the sand.
You would like a
Quite
Stars
literally,
one.
because the sand of the desert. Get it? See what I did there? But anyway.
I see what you
Yeah, exactly.
did there.
But yeah. I mean, you wanna jump into the playoffs?
Yeah, where do you want to go? Pick a series,
Let's
dog.
start East Atlantic. So Florida's up 2-0 on the Lightning, and I called this. I never talked about my bracket either, by the way,
Yeah, neither did I.
but basically I'll just say, yeah, I as we go along, I'll say the team I had in the series. So I had Florida in five, which looks good right now. I think Tampa's a farce. Detroit beat them in the regular season series. I watched them a lot this season. They're falling off. They're carried by Kucherov, and if you shut down Kucherov and Point and Stamkos, you're pretty much set. They're
Yeah.
running out of weapons. Their decor isn't what it used to be. It's actually a pretty much a shell of what it used to be. All they've got is Hedman and Chernak and Sergachev, who's hurt.
Yeah.
He's not back anytime soon. He like broke his leg or
I think
whatever.
he's done for the year.
Yeah, he's done for a while. Because I see his videos online where he's like warming up, like just getting back on the ice. But Tampa's got to figure it out. Good news is they're going back to home ice, so little teeny bit of momentum swing there. But losing in overtime, it's a stinger. Speaking of which, in that game, as Jay Andre would say, Officer Bobrovsky.
Oh.
What about the stone cold robbery from Bobrovsky? Holy smokes. That
Yeah.
is the greatest save I've ever watched, like live. I can't believe that.
Both of those goalies in game one put on a show too.
Oh, game one
No,
and
or was it game two?
game two,
It
both
was game
goalies.
two.
Like
I know it was just like,
Vasi was
yeah.
playing outstanding
It was
hockey.
just save after save. However, I had Florida in six games, I
Hey, both
believe.
of our predictions look good.
Yeah, but you hit everything right on the freaking head. Anything that I was gonna say, if you shut down the big dogs,
That's
obviously,
and
but
Florida's so
then,
deep. Like they got
yes,
Tarasenko at the deadline. I forgot about that. I was watching the game and he scored, and I'm like,
yeah,
oh, that's right. They casually have a 30 goal scorer on their third line. Like,
yeah.
and Verhaeghe, he's coming up on like the all-time record for overtime goals, eh?
Yeah, he's ridiculous. And Mr. Overtime, that guy. But yeah, so I had Florida in six, so.
All right, fair enough. And now the one that many of our listeners, I'm sure, are following is Boston, Toronto,
Oh.
the iconic matchup that we always get in the first round. I had Boston in seven. I like that pick. I think Brad Marchand's under the skin of the Maple Leafs, fans and players alike, as
Yeah.
well as coaching staff. But that series is 2-1 as we stand right now, and Boston just had a big win on the road,
Yes.
4-2 with the empty netter. I watched that game and I don't know. Well, you give a bit of your analysis. I don't want to just talk right
Well,
over
I
what
just,
you're trying to say.
I said Bruins in five.
Whoa.
I did.
Whoa.
Just
Whoa.
because, I know, but
That's
just because
aggressive.
one, yes, I wanted to ruffle the like feathers of Leaf fans, of
It's
course,
entirely possible.
naturally. But it's just the Leafs have way better freaking scoring. Where is Willie? Nobody knows where Willie is.
I just read that he's got migraine issues. Oh, it's a bad headache.
Well,
I won't make fun of it. Migraines can
head
be a
stuff okay,
mastering
but
stuff,
other than that, so whatever, but still though, he's out, so he can't play. But
yeah.
like this is when like who's gonna step up? Who's gonna step up? Matthews scored a huge goal in game two on the road with
Yeah, that
holy
was it.
shit, what a pass by Max Domi.
But the goal was, oh man.
The goal was beautiful.
I
Beautiful
gotta
goal.
say, I've been impressed by from like their secondary scoring. Nick Robertson had a really nice
Yes.
goal, brother of Jason. And
Bertuzzi had
also,
one too, didn't he?
yeah, Bert did the redirect off of his foot last night. But I'd say the most impressive player for me personally from that series, I like Matthew Nyes. That guy can play up and down the lineup. He's the quintessential power forward. I love him. Also, their goalie sucks. I'm sorry. Ilya Samsonov is not it.
And they
Start
don't
Justin
have
Wall.
defense. I'm sorry
Start
either.
Justin
Like,
Wall.
they don't have good defense either.
He let in the first shot of the series. That
Well.
was so funny. I was watching that game as I turned on the TV. John Beecher. And I'm like, ah,
Yeah.
the world is healing itself. Boston's beating the Leafs. But,
I think the
just.
series will probably run longer. Like I said, it's a bold
Yeah.
statement in five,
Yeah.
but.
No, Leafs. I don't think the Leafs are going to go up without a fight. But also, the comments from what's his name are just comedic. Sheldon Keefe. Like, what a whiner. What a whiner.
Why, what did he say?
Well, I don't even remember the direct quote, but it had to do with the fact of, oh, Marchand's, he's going to get calls because he antagonizes us and da 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 da. And like, he's going to be able to draw penalties. And that's just
So
how the
don't
league's always treated
retaliate.
him. And I'm like, bro. Like, yeah, it's called calm down and be better. You see Marchand's shot on the
Yeah.
game winner?
Yeah.
Oh my Lord. I was watching it with my dad and he's freaking out because he's a Montreal fan, so he's impartial, but we still hate the Leafs more than we do the Bruins. So we're watching that and I'm like, what a shot. And that wasn't Samsonov's fault. It was a rolling puck, but he sniped it like this much room right over the goalie's shoulder. But talk about I think the Leafs are gonna be
I'll
if
tell you
well
now,
yeah. They have to win the next game
if
for
they
the Bruins.
lose the next game and have to go back to Boston
Yeah.
down 3-1, it's your fucking end one. Like it's not gonna end well, Leaf fan. And I'm not saying that to troll you, because sometimes I do, yes.
Yeah.
But you it's
And
a it's must win.
Jamie McDermott. He'll be happy about how this next series is going. Big Rangers fan, that guy. But
Yes.
Rangers up 2-0 on the Caps. I'm pretty
Not
certain.
surprising.
Let's pause. Okay. Can you pause? So yeah, Jamie McDermott, he'll be happy with the 2-0 series lead for the Rangers. That's I had that going a sweep. I had a sweep.
I think I had five games. I think I gave
Yeah.
him one. But
Yeah,
like,
I don't think the Caps are getting one. I think they're getting whacked.
you want to know what was
The
awesome?
Rangers look so good.
Everybody's talking about Rempe and this and that, and he's
Score.
there in a fight and he's this and that, and then he scores in what, like the first game. It took a matter of about 3 minutes and he had already had a goal. So I'm
Was a
telling
nice
you,
goal.
that guy, if he can just keep the puck out of his net, make the plays that he needs to make, be like physical, stay out of the box, man. He could be a real force for the Rangers. So, but they just have to play him smart. Play him on the power play in front of the net, second unit or something. He can
Yeah, but
score if you give him the puck. Like, he's got a good shot.
their power play is already so good. Both units like
I know, but if you
definitely beat
put
them.
a guy that's 6'7", it'd be like Martino,
Isn't
us
he like
throwing
all? I thought he was
Martino out
almost
front of the
6'9".
but still, it'd be like us throwing like Martino out front of the net.
Big
It's the
Marty.
same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing, right?
Oh, I'd rather Marty than Matt Rempe in front
Well,
of that personally.
Marty's probably got better hands for sure, but I'm just saying though, but you never know, like just try stuff out. It's a playoff.
Yeah, why not? But also they can now. They're up 2-0. But they are going to Capital One.
But they do have arena. 2 power play units.
I watch them. They are so good. And you know he's deadly. And I love watching every time he steps on the ice. He was on my fantasy team this year. Just a terrific player. Mika Zibanejad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Man, did the Sens traded him years ago. What a dumb team. Poverty franchise. Mm-hmm. Drew, shout out to you.
Oh, Drew.
But he'll love that one.
You know you're going to get chirped in the chat.
Mika, oh, yeah, I will. Mika Zibanejad, he scored an absolute dart the other night.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one.
He walked like right in. He was on the power play. He was going to go off for a change, and he circled back, came over the blue line. Panarin found him, of course. Panarin finds everybody.
Shocker.
Like, he's literally Kane 2.0. He passes it across. Zibanejad walks in, shelves it. No big deal. Caps almost came back in that game, but it ended up being 4-3. Ovi's been asleep.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't figure it out, who's scoring all your goals? Dylan Strome?
Get your brooms out.
Yeah. They got to figure it out at least one of these games on the road if they want to have hope in this series. But that's what you're going to get from a team with minus 37 goal differential. And I'll still harp on it that the Wings, like, why is it regulation wins?
Yeah.
Why is it not just wins? We had more wins than them. We tied for points. We had more wins. Nope, it's regulation wins. Oh, sorry. So the overtime system just doesn't matter at all then?
Ping Jong Batman.
And then the last series, I had the Canes winning the series in 5. It's currently 2-0 for Carolina.
Did you see that one game where they scored about...
Yeah, I was watching it.
3 goals in 14 seconds.
They scored 2 goals in 9 seconds to take the lead. They were down 3-2 with 2 minutes left.
Yeah, and it went bam, bam. Like, yeah, that was insane, man. I've never... And then I think they scored again. I think they got an empty net or two, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
I know it was 3 goals like real quick.
Yeah, they pulled the tendy and...
So what are you going in that series, Carolina?
I said Carolina in 5.
Yeah.
So far everything in the East looks good for me. Now the West, this is where things get
difficult.
Yep. Central Division. First place in the Central. Dallas finds themselves down 2-0 to Vegas. Dropped both games at home.
So they're going back to Vegas down 2?
They need to wake up. What happened? They won 9 out of their last 10 games, like coming into the playoffs. What a farce. Like, you gotta, like, Jake Ottinger played terrible the first game. Stars played good. They lost. Opposite happened. Jake Ottinger played good last night. Oh, let's score 1 goal. We only have the best forward core in the league. Also, Vegas, you're a bunch of bums with your Mark Stone crap. One of these days his back's actually going to get messed up for real, like, and it's not going to be good, and no one's going to... It's the boy who cried wolf. That's the problem. You know the old adage, like, obviously I don't wish that upon him. I know he has back issues, but I'm saying, like, to use that as your... Oh, he's got to get it adjusted or rest.
Is there something that they could do so teams can't do
that? Supposedly the league doesn't... You have to be, like, verified by a doctor. Also, when you're Vegas, you could just tell the doctor, hey, here's $2 million. You want to help us win the cup? Anyhow. I'm, like, just toasting an NHL franchise right now. They could squish me like a bug. It's outside of my realm of judgment.
Listen, the whole world knew it. But it's messed up. The whole world knew it.
Yeah, Tampa did the same thing with Kucherov for 3 years in a row. So it's like, whatever. Dallas, they got to figure it out. Enough with the excuses. You got to step on the ice and put out more than 1 goal and let in less than 4. Like, well, they let in only 3 last night with an empty net, but still.
What did you have in this series?
I had Dallas in 6. So it's technically still possible, but they would have to, like, reverse sweep. They'd have to win the next 4, which is possible. Dallas has it in them. Whether they do it or not is another question. Because if they're down 3-0 after game one in Vegas, it's no good.
I had Vegas in 7.
See, Ant, this is why we have problems.
I thought they would. It was going to be more of a battle than this. Like, I thought it was going to, they would be just exchanging games. Like, I thought that's how it was going to go.
If Dallas flicks that switch and they get a spark, it's over for Vegas very quickly. I'm still confident with that. I watched Dallas all year long. They're not like a, what's the term? I guess a pretender, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Maybe there's another term I'm looking for, but it's evading me. But they're I don't think they're like a fake team. I think this is a team that could actually win the Stanley Cup, and they beat good teams in the regular season. Like, they didn't just prey on the bad teams and then, shaky with the good competition. No. And they beat Vegas, I think, every game in the regular season. So it's like, whatever.
Jamie Next. Benn and Mark Stone need to just right at center ice. Bust out the welding glasses.
Have it out, eh?
Yeah.
I think this next series was one of the series I had going 7. Maybe 6. I'm pretty sure I had in 7. But Winnipeg and Colorado. So the Division 1 versus 2. Series is 1-1, which is exactly what I expected. Mm-hmm. I said Winnipeg in 7. I you'll notice in these playoffs, I really, really heavily favored goaltending.
Mm-hmm.
Goaltending is a major factor, and especially in low scoring series or even high scoring series like this series has been. Goaltending is a major factor, and when you look at the match of Alex Georgiev versus Connor Hellebuck, there's no comparison. Mm-hmm. Hellebuck takes that easy, and Colorado's going to score their goals. That's why I have it going 7. Colorado has scored their goals. They got Rantanen, McKinnon. Landeskog could return by the finals, they're saying, if they went that far. Yeah. Joe McCarr and Devin Taves, like, they're set. Problem is Winnipeg's depth, as well as I like Winnipeg's coaching a little bit more. It's Bonus, Rick Bonus, former Dallas coach. He took them to the Cup final with a team that probably shouldn't have gone there. And they won 2 games against Tampa that year. So I really like the makeup of them. They got Kyle Connor, Mark Scheifele, Nikolai Ehlers, Pierre-Luc Dubois. Pierre-Luc Dubois is on LA now, right? Yeah, you got traded. Yes.
Imagine they still had big buff.
Vilardi is who they have now, Vilardi.
Okay. Imagine they still had big buff.
Dustin. He's even bigger buff now. I saw a photo of him the other day. He's probably like 320 pounds. He's huge and 6'5" and just a whale. But yeah, if they still had him. I mean, they got Morrissey, mm-hmm. Pionk on D.
So you had Winnipeg, you said, right?
I had Winnipeg in 7.
I had Colorado in 7 just because
Well, there you go. It's either way, right?
I can't go against Nathan MacKinnon. He's just like a dog out there, like drool hang out. It was like he's just when he gets going, when he gets going, like that's it, and he just looks like he's on a mission. So
and then the final series, as we moved to the Pacific, the final series that I had going 7 was Vancouver and Nashville. That series is currently tied 1-1.
Where the hell's Patterson?
I said Nashville in 7.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You know why?
I'm missing. Why is that?
It kind of paid off for me. I like UC Saros a lot as a goalie. I think he's very clutch. I think he's one of the most clutch goalies in the league for that, having that big save like Bobrovsky did for the Panthers. Funny, they're both cats. But Demko's done.
Yeah, I know he's hurt.
Like, so he's done yeah. for this round. Yeah. Potentially the next round if Vancouver moves on.
That's going to create a big goalie mismatch.
Yeah. Casey DeSmith. The other day they were cheering for him in the arena. They're like, Casey, Casey. Proceeds to get scored on in the first shot. Like, the Nashville just took the most recent game, and now they're going back to Bridgestone.
That place is going to be rocking.
Smashville, man.
I originally had Vancouver, too.
What do you mean originally?
Well,
That's who you have on your bracket?
That's who I'm going with now. Anyways, I have to. I picked him, but this was
Well, what's the...
before the freaking goalie injury and stuff, but I had him in six games.
Okay. And in the last series,
now
I
I'm
mean, that's a
probably
fair
going to take
prediction, though.
one straight up, you know, with that. So
In the last series, Edmonton and LA, I had Edmonton in five. Although LA snuck one out, split the first two games, but it's 1-1. What did you have for that series?
I had Edmonton in six just because
Okay.
there's always going to be little fumbles, and LA is LA. So
yeah, they're decent. They're well coached. They
yeah,
got.
that's what I mean.
Do they have a different coach now, or is it still Todd McClellan, the guy with the like gray hair? What do I feel like they
I think it's a different guy.
Did
I don't
they
know.
hire?
I don't really watch. Well, I watch them. I don't pay too much attention to.
Okay. Anyway, but just like, okay, skipping over the second in the conference finals and all that, who did you have in your cup final?
In my cup final,
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. Oh man, it's so hard. I'm gonna go Colorado coming out of the West.
Ooh, okay.
And
Interesting.
sorry, man. And then I'm gonna go coming out
What
of
do you
the.
mean? You don't have to say sorry. I feel sorry for you. You picked a team that has Georgiev and Net.
Coming out of the East, I like Florida.
It's a good pick. I had them in my conference final. I had Dallas, Carolina. Dallas could look like a really idiotic pick. I have them winning the cup. But the Canes, I think they finally do it and get past that conference final. Yeah, that cup final could go either way for me, but I think the Canes are going to face Florida in the conference final. I think Dallas is going to be facing Winnipeg.
And I almost,
Hellebuck, man. Hellebuck. I think Hellebuck's going to start stealing games.
and I almost picked Edmonton too out of the West. I almost picked that too, but
Ooh.
I thought
See,
about it.
once again, that's a goaltending thing. Like, they got,
But
what are they rolling with? Skinner as their starter?
I'm going on as maybe
You're a big
someone that's,
scoring guy, clearly,
yes,
because.
yeah, fuck. Hell yeah. You can't win if you don't score. You have to score goals too, man.
True. But look at the teams that have won recently. I would argue the only one who has won with a subpar goalie, ironically, was the Avalanche. And they had Darcy Kemper at the time.
Which series had to like 7-6 game one?
That was funny enough. The team with the first round matchup that I would have said had the two best goaltenders, Winnipeg and Nashville.
Oh,
No,
okay.
what am I? Winnipeg and Nashville, Winnipeg, Colorado.
Wow.
So I confused that. My bad. So it's Georgiev let in seven on like 24 shots. And but Hellebuck did let in six, which is very uncharacteristic for him. So I'm wondering if he isn't fighting an injury, maybe.
Well, wouldn't you want to get that taken care of now then?
What do you mean?
Well, you're going to want to get that taken care of while it's early in the playoffs if he's hurt.
Yeah, he wants to get it taken care of anytime.
No, but
I'm not understanding your statement. What do you mean?
And what I mean is if it's during like regular season or something, they might just say, okay, here, we're just going to let you sit for a week while that nagging injury
Oh,
goes
okay.
away.
Yeah, well,
Or
he's.
now it's the playoffs. You can't really sit him. He has to
No.
play. So
Yeah,
you're going to
and
want to get to that as soon as possible.
they're probably going to let him kind of
Just see what
play
happens.
through it. I mean, yeah, so I heard a couple other news items that Larkin's going to the Team USA for that championship. What is it? What's it called? The World Cup of Hockey?
It's the Men's World Championships, it's called.
Double IHF.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay. I thought so, because they just had the women's one, and I was like, because I know they want to do the Four Nations thing, and then it's a whole whatever,
Think
but
they're doing that
there's a
instead
lot of
of the
tournaments.
All-Star Week or whatever next
Yeah.
year.
Which I applaud them for, big time.
I don't hate it.
No, we actually saw at that Play for a Cure, the draft dinner. a Larkin jersey from when he was on that Team North America, the Young Guns team with like McKinnon and Matthews and all those guys. That was a wagon.
Yeah.
Fun fact, who is their top pairing defenseman?
Who?
They had Riley. I know that. But
on
he
that
played
team,
the right side as a lefty.
On that team,
I'll give
North
you a hint.
America?
He played on the wings this year. Yeah.
Can I just take an oddball stab at it?
Yeah, sure.
Wallman.
No. Shane Gosh Despair.
Is it Wallman?
Shane Gosh Despair.
Is Wallman Canadian?
Well, it doesn't matter. Team North America was both countries.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just wondering if he is.
Wallman is a Jewish name. I don't know what. Yeah, he's Canadian, no? Or is he American?
That's what I'm looking up right now.
Canada.
Yeah, Toronto. Okay.
Boo.
Boo. Boo this man. I actually
but,
like
also,
him.
This was a week ago, but two guys got their – sorry, one got a first NHL point. The other got his first NHL goal. Nikita Chibrikov for the Winnipeg Jets scored his first NHL goal. Guess who assisted on it? One of my prospects that I was harping on. You might have remembered, or was it before my time with the podcast? I really wanted the Wings to draft this guy bad. His name was Brad Lambert. Played JYP over in Finland and with the Pelicans in Finland. Just a terrific player. People were like, oh, he's got all this skill, but can he put it together in North America? Da-da-da. He fell all the way to 30. Was projected to potentially even go higher than Shane Wright. And, is that the right draft? Yeah, Shane Wright and all those guys. Fell to pick 30 to the Jets. Wings passed on him, which I will forever be mad at. We took, we went all the way at 9 that year and picked Casper, which it's a safe pick, but I would have gone with the skill. Brad Lambert, first game, first point. I think they should play him in these playoffs. He is such a dynamic player, Ant. If you get a chance, watch some Brad Lambert highlights.
Track
is there any other, is there any other points you want to talk about?
I'm pretty well. This was pretty well just a show for the playoffs because we hadn't really got a chance
That's
to
true.
Talk playoffs.
I also want to say, Flyers made a signing. Philadelphia. They signed a goaltender that they just finally got after I think, like 9 years after his draft. Ivan Fedotov from Russia finally came over after he was like banished to the Arctic Circle last year by the Russians. Mm-hmm. Finally comes over and they re-sign him 2 years at $3.25 million. He's a 6'8.5" goalie.
Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah, dude, his like lower back is at the crossbar.
Mutant.
Like the guy covers the entire net. He'd be 27 now, so we'll see. Good I think boy. He's going to be really good.
Oh, yeah. Guy that size, too. Sheesh.
Just an absolute whale.
What else you got? Anything else? Or are you?
They also made another signing. They just signed a guy today. I saw it. Chicago signed Alex Vlasic, who's like a shutdown second pair defenseman. Mm-hmm. 6 years, $4.6 million.
Yeah, I did actually see that one right before.
Actually,
we came
a big contract.
Here.
And I was like, it's kind of random to hand that out, but I think it's actually going to be a steal.
Mm-hmm.
Defensemen with the cap going up, D-men are going to get more.
Chicago's like going to have lots of cap room, too.
A good shutdown defenseman, man. You get him long term. He's really young. I think he's 22. Lots of time, and he's just going to be – he's their – who was the defenseman they had years ago? He played with Keith.
Seabrook?
Yes, he is their new Brent Seabrook. Attaboy. Attaboy, Ant.
On fire today. Buzzing.
What about Brian Bickle? Man, he used to be so much fun to watch. Who is the other guy they had? Did they ever have Drake Caggiula? Or no, he was on Edmonton. Caggiula.
I don't know.
What am I thinking of? Andrew Shaw. That's what I was thinking of. Andrew Shaw.
Yeah, the Hawks.
The grinder, Shazzy, when he headbutted the butt in.
I think
he puck in.
Didn't he win like two cups there?
Yeah. I think he left and then came back and then left again. He went to Montreal for a while, I know. But yeah, fun fact, you know the team who we they're gonna catch another stray here. The team who we headbutted that goal in against, I am pretty sure it was Ottawa.
Yeah, it was.
Could be wrong, yeah, but
It was in Ottawa.
there you go, Drew. Another one. Just
Headbutt.
common sense L.
He's gonna fucking
You've
torch you in
heard
the
about
chat.
the NHL in Utah? Get ready to hear about the
Oh
Ottawa
yeah.
Senators in Quebec City.
Speaking of that.
Oh yeah, you see all the patents that were bought? Actually, there's a good point. Talk a bit about that. I'm gonna
Yeah.
bring all those.
So they brought the whole team there. They met fans. They have over like
Oh, nice.
16,000 seats already sold. Like they're already like it's
I'll find it here.
hockey is in Utah. So how it's gonna work out too is Arizona still has 5 years to like build a rink and get everything going. And if they do, it sounds like the Arizona will come back under a expansion draft.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Like they just get rid of them completely. Oh, Sharks also fired Dave Quinn.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Which I don't even know why would you would fire him.
Not like he had a lot to work with.
No, exactly. He's playing with an AHL club. What do you want? Do you want him to win the cup? Like, oh, I'm trying to find the, there was a list here of all the patents that were bought.
Oh.
Is it really that long ago? Keep chatting there,
No, I
Ant.
seen one of them. I actually, oh, fuck, I forget. One of them had to do with like Yeti and stuff, didn't it?
Yes, there was the Utah Yeti,
It's got a
but the
nice
one that
logo.
I actually really liked, that there was like Utah Blizzard, Utah Venom, you just Utah Hockey Club, Utah.
Like a Washington football team.
Yeah, it's I don't like that.
NHL, please don't do that.
No, but the name that I saw that I love the most, and I think it's the most recent patent that was just bought, it'd be so unique, and I love it. Because you could go with like a sick logo and I'd want to design it myself. The Utah Mammoth.
Yeah, that would
That's
be
actually
sweet.
pretty sweet. Think about it, just a woolly mammoth, and you could go with like ice kind of colors, you know, similar to that. Although that's not really a Utah thing, but it must be at least in some part, because they were going to go with Blizzard. I don't know what they would do for the Utah Venom. I don't get that one kind of. Maybe a
Like a
snake.
rattler.
Yeah, maybe a rattler, I guess, but that just doesn't make sense. The Yetis makes the most phonetic
And it
sense.
sounds good too,
Yeah.
though.
And they are going with Utah as
Yeah.
opposed to Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Salt Lake fighting Saints or fighting Mormons, but that was so funny. I still can't get over that.
Glad I gave
Oh,
everybody
by the
enough
way,
time.
we were talking about this last time. It could have been the Salt Lake City Saints or the Salt Lake Saints because the Mormon Church is the Church of Latter-day Saints. So there you go.
Tristan doing his homework.
Yeah, I was so happy when I saw that save by Bobrovsky. I was just thinking of Jay Onrey every time I was growing up. You remember when Bobrovsky was on Philadelphia?
Bobrovsky,
Yeah,
he's
he always go, "Bobrovsky, you're off the case." And he
yeah.
had like a detective hat and he'd be like, I remember the he had like a one that was a reverbed version of him saying it, and he'd go, "Oh, what's that guy's name again? Poplinski?" And
Yeah.
you'd hear in the background,
Oh yeah,
"Bobrovsky."
I remember those guys. I used to watch them all the time,
Oh
man.
man, Jay
All the
Onrey, love
time.
that guy. He's one of my favorite, like one of the round table, you know, broadcasters. I also really like, it's Sportsnet. Kevin Bieksa.
Yeah.
I always like Bieksa's opinion.
Well,
Pretty
because he
funny guy
played.
too, and he played, so like it's good. He touches all the things. The one girl on there kind of bugs me sometimes, and it has nothing to do with the fact that she's a girl. It's the fact that like her opinions are always like she thinks she's right, which fair enough, but she's always like, "Oh, that's nice, but here's why you're wrong," and that's like how she approaches everybody at the table, and I'm like, her name's Cassie Campbell. You know, small blonde. I think she
I know who
played.
she is, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But she does the Calgary broadcast, I believe, with Kelly Rudy.
Yeah.
And all you hear is Kelly, like, what? Like, half the time in the studio, he's like, "What are you talking about?" And
That's
it's
funny.
so awesome. But yeah, that's pretty much all I had to touch on. Sorry, everyone. We kind of jumped
Yeah,
off
we're
there at
just
the end, but
chatting. All right,
yeah.
everybody. So we're gonna line up some more interviews.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Well, we're going to the 73's banquet tonight, so.
So we're gonna get all that going. So until next week, Aunt Tristan, we're signing off. We're out of here. See ya.
I lost my fight with time. My numbers up and up the line. I gaze at the darkness, so empty. Just looking for the light. Shelter, help, but no one's there. Need a guiding hand, someone who cares. All alone in the darkness, I've realized for the first time I am scared. If I could do it all. Could do